What sparked your sense of adventure? Is it something that you've always kind of had?
I guess so, yeah. So I picked up a camera about a year ago, to be honest. First time I ever owned anything.
And really?
Yeah, and something just clicked. I don't know. I started underwater and then that started working out. The photos, people were paying for them and videos started happening. And I guess that sort of sparked this travel bug to go explore somewhere outside my hometown. And I ended up, yeah.
And you did indeed. Outside your hometown, you certainly did travel. So where exactly did you travel last year? What countries did you kind of work your way across?
Sure. So I started on the Barrier Reef up in Queensland.
Amazing.
And then it's beautiful. Unfortunately, it's getting less beautiful. But I left that to California, traveled up there for a few weeks, entered Montreal where I stayed and based most of my travels out of.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because you were over there for exchange.
I was studying there. So yeah. Every free week we had a weekend, we'd try road trip somewhere.
Wow.
So we entered Nova Scotia, Iceland, the Bahamas, and Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
I forget Switzerland as well.
Oh, yeah, just that little country.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Just around the corner. It was
fine. 14-hour flight, just your average weekend.
Who could forget that? So you've traveled to some truly incredible places. What do you think was your favorite over the year?
Easily Iceland, I would say.
Yeah.
It's the country itself is fantastic, but what we were doing there was, I guess, the highlight. We pushed it a little bit too far.
Yeah.
And that was surfing in the Arctic Circle.
Sure.
Over the winter solstice, because why not?
So take us through what it's like to surf in Iceland's Arctic Circle. What was the process? Were you nervous getting in the water? Did you think, I'm going to freeze?
Yeah, definitely. It was terrifying. It was a decision me and a friend made. Wow, mm-hmm. Two nights before I left.
Oh, okay.
And we had a few beers and we saw this professional guy doing it. And they made a full documentary with production crews, you know, helicopters, medics, all the rest of it, scouts. And we were like, we can do it. decided to do this thing. It was a bit of a joke. Somehow we actually booked tickets and did it. And when we got there, it was terrifying. We realized what we were doing. And everyone we spoke to about it was scared for us, basically.
Okay. Did you tell your, parents that you were going to... Did your... my mum would have killed me.
That they weren't happy. We told them and they basically said no. And then we sent them the trailer from this feature film, which is about a minute long of professionals doing this.
With medics and helicopters.
Medics and helicopters and production
crews.
It's
fine, mum. It's fine.
And we were like, look, they did it. We can do it.
In our wetsuits. And off we
which
go.
I brought from Sydney and use in Sydney.
Yeah, because the temperatures are exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That was my logic.
I've been swimming at icebergs in September. I know what this is like. This is fine.
So that was... It was freezing. It was insanely cold. Mm. It's not like Sydney where there's beaches.
No.
It's just barren, icy wasteland.
But what an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It would have been breathtakingly beautiful. And the footage that I've seen you have released, it is... It's stunning.
It was incredible. Like, to get in the water and there's just, you're surrounded by ice-capped mountains and icebergs with seals resting on them. Like, icebergs the size of minivans. And, you know, there's no one, there's no cities, there's no people, there's no homes. It's just mountains, ice, snow, and freezing cold water.
Oh, my God. So then did the decision to go swimming with tiger sharks unprotected in the Bahamas come before or after the Iceland surfing?
That one was actually planned. So
okay.
I pretty much through social media saw people could swim with sharks and I thought that was pretty cool.
You have a lot of these moments I'm picking up on where you're like, they do that, I can do that, this is fun.
I'm starting to gather that. I've just realised. That was actually planned properly. So I saw other people doing it, thought, again, you know, that looks awesome. I want to swim with tiger sharks. And, that was at least organized and not completely out of the blue. Other people have done this before. So
Mum and Dad knew about this one. It's fine.
They still weren't happy.
No. They must have thought that this exchange would have been, the craziest thing. I think this exchange is the craziest thing. It's so incredible. It's such an amazing experience. And to have at a young age as well. And to be able to go and learn and travel and experience. This is all about what exchanges are about.
It's
amazing. Now, in amongst all of this, in all these amazing adventures that you're having, in all of these experiences that you're gathering, gathering around the world. You also are publishing photographs as well, and you're a published photographer.
Yeah, that sort of came out of the blue, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was working in the tourism on the Barrier Reef, you know, not taking fantastic... I mean, I was taking photos of tourists. and somehow the turtle photo I took just took off. National Geographic picked it up. It ended up on their website. A few of their editors saw it, did their thing. Anyways, I ended up getting in contact from a magazine in New Zealand who... asked me to write an article. I started publishing quite a few photos, writing pieces for them, and out of nowhere that sort of took off, I suppose. I told him I was going to Iceland, and I haven't actually received it, but they've run about 10 pages of text and photos from
that
Iceland
amazing.
Trip.
That's amazing. What a wild ride. How incredible.
So it sort of sparked out of nowhere, but it's continuing, and... it's fantastic.
What an exchange semester. Oh, my gosh. I can hear every uni student out there going, this is it. I'm on the plane tomorrow. Yeah. Off we go.
It's a passport to travel.
Yeah, and what an incredible way to enrich your degree as well, because you're a law student. Like, what an amazing way to be able to gain life experience and study abroad and learn new things. I think that this is wonderful.
Yeah, it was a... The biggest struggle I was in Montreal, which is a French-speaking country.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, I have learnt some very, very basic French.
Some rudimental French.
I can talk to someone in a bar, basically.
Yeah, that's all you need. I think you need like three phrases when travelling. You need, where's the bathroom, I'm lost, and how much.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's have a beer.
Yeah. Beer, that's all you need to know.
Perfect.
And then you're Australian. You throw your arms in the air and you go, beer, and it's fine.
Exactly.
Everyone loves you. Wow. What an incredible... What do you think was the highlight of your travels?
Well, the top two were definitely tiger sharks and Iceland for sure.
Absolutely. I can see why.
Yeah, it was just a little bit further than I thought I would push myself in a normal normal situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Iceland was definitely my favourite. It was completely
incredible.
Unplanned, random. You know, we'd spend hours driving coastland, headland to headland across ice, just trying to find some waves. And we'd jump in the water and it was just unbelievably, insanely beautiful and... It was
cold
a real challenge.
Yeah, everything.
Like, hypothermia was...
A real thing, I can imagine.
Yeah. There were two of us. We both had, I wouldn't say mild, but yeah, we had relatively moderate hypothermia.
Oh my gosh.
Throughout the 2 weeks we were doing this. And,
gosh.
It was a challenge. We had
Absolutely.
To learn to deal
Live.
With... the harshest place we could possibly
like
find.
Body, pull it together.
Yeah.
We are doing cool things right now. I don't have time for you to fail on me.
Oh,
fingers, regain feeling. Come on.
It quickly becomes not cool when you lose two arms and they're just limb objects.
Yeah, and you're kind of just floating in the water.
Yeah.
With...
Can you please help me get out? It's cold and I can't feel my body.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused.
There are no waves here now. We need to go.
Yes.
Tom, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning, sharing a little bit about your adventures.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.